You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Jordan Hall from the new movie What We Found and The Lion King is here. Tyra Skye Odoms from Annie on Broadway and The Lion King is here. Eve Johnson from the off-Broadway show The Net Will Appear and Annie at Paper Mill Playhouse is here, along with the incredible participants in Broadway Customs Summer Intensive, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's pretty fascinating to see the development of the mask as a new common piece type of clothing. Lots of new patterns, styles, and colors, but I'm encouraged that things will get better soon. Why, you might ask? You see, the New York City street vendors seem to specialize in selling the latest trending gadgets and items. They usually only last a year or two and then they're gone. Like fidget spinners, or Bluetooth speakers, or VHS tapes. Know the latest trend popping up at nearly every street merchandise vendor? Yep, face masks. All different styles. Want a leopard print face mask? Got it. Want a Disney character face mask? Yep, got those too. So just hang in there. If we base when things will start and end by the trends of New York City street vendors, COVID and face masks could be behind us in about 1 to 2 years, just in time for the next trend, like the potato chip arm grabber or the burrito blanket. As NYC is reopening, I know that a lot of people are missing live theater and Broadway. I have some really, really exciting news coming about my musical, The Perfect Fit, which will be announced really soon. Something's coming, and I hope that we can all find the positive in this crazy world. Here's Something's Coming from West Side Story. Could be. It shows and make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle too, gonna come true, coming to me. Great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will lock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down. Just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Maybe tonight, tonight. My first guests met when they toured the country on the Broadway National Tour of The Lion King. I'm so happy to welcome Jordan Hall and Tyra Skye Odoms to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Tyra and Jordan.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back, Tyra. And Jordan, I'm so excited to meet you and have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really excited to have you on. Now, how do you two know each other?
Jordan and I know each other from the Lion King National Tour. I played young Nala and he played young Simba, and we just became friends pretty quickly, and we've been friends since.
Was the Lion King tour really fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's such a great show. It was actually my first Broadway show that I ever saw. And it's just good. Do you have like a favorite scene in The Lion King?
I think my favorite scene is the finale when Simba finally comes back to Pride Rock and claims his rightful place as king.
My favorite would have to be the opening, Circle of Life, because I got to play the baby elephant and walk down the aisle. So it was really special to see like little kids reacting to that.
Yeah, both of those scenes are so, so amazing because I love all the effects and especially the puppetry. That's so cool. Do you have a favorite memory of being in the show together?
I think all of the backstage moments. So like we played a bunch of games together and we were always like really close and really tight knit like a family when we were doing Lion King. So I think it was super cool to like chill backstage with, you know, like Tyra or the other Nala.
Yeah, I would have to say the same thing. I think definitely having like sleepovers and just hanging out, whether it was backstage or just when we weren't doing shows and making like memories, like stuff we still talk about today with each other.
Yeah, and it sounds like so much fun. What was your favorite game to play backstage?
Definitely Phase 10.
Mine was, I think it's called Don't Panic, something like that. And oh, it's yeah. Like you have to name all of these things in like a certain amount of time. It's like a certain amount of seconds.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. Speaking of fun, Jordan, I know you recently had a movie that came out, which is amazing. Can you tell us about
it? Thank you. No, yeah, totally. What we found is a murder mystery thriller kind of movie where my character Marcus solves the murder of his friend.
Ooh, that sounds really cool. I'm going to definitely watch that.
Yes, thank you.
Now, Tyra, can you tell us about your work volunteering at a summer dance camp this summer?
Yeah, I volunteer at a dance studio in my town called Amp to Dance. It's from 8 to 3, Mondays through Fridays, and we basically just teach the kids dances, arts and crafts, and just try to have as much fun as you can while trying to stay safe at the same time.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for all you're doing for the community and really for everyone during this really hard time.
Of course.
And we've all had our share of struggles because everything has really turned virtual. But Jordan, congratulations on graduating from high school. I know that must have been a really different experience than what you expected, but has anything positive come out of it for you?
I think it's just the fact that I got to spend my graduation with my family and friends, and it just became a little more of a personal thing as opposed to like, you know, like a widespread thing. I think it was cool that I kind of got to be like this personalized experience for me and for all of the seniors of 2020.
Yeah, and where do you plan on attending college?
I'm gonna go to Boston Conservatory at Berkeley for my BFA in musical theater.
That's such a great school.
Thank you.
And you are both amazing singers and amazing, amazing performers. Well, speaking of performing and singing, what song would you both like to sing today and why did you select it?
Today we like to sing I See the Light from Tangled because it's my absolute favorite Disney movie and I really love this song and Jordan was willing to do it with me.
Yeah, I love that song so much and I'm so excited to hear you both sing it. Here we go.
Days watching from the window, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now
chasing down a daydream. All those years living in a blur. All that time never truly seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. I'm where I'm meant to go. And at last I see the light. And it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I see the light.
And it's like the sky is new.
And it's warm and real and bright. And the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything's different. Now that I see you.
Wonderful, Jordan and Tyra. I absolutely love that song. My next guest was an Annie at Paper Mill Playhouse and the Off-Broadway show The Net Will Appear, and was supposed to be in another show when COVID paused the entertainment industry. Let's welcome Eve Johnson to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Eve.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
Well, I was doing a production of Matilda in February and March, and then we got to opening weekend, and we did that, and it was really fun. But then it all got canceled the next weekend, so we didn't get to finish the actual run of the show, but it was really fun to perform.
Oh, no, it seems like such a cool show to be a part of.
It really is.
How have you continued to go on with the show despite the cancellation of all live performances?
Well, I am doing a production of St. Stephen and the Children's Crusade, which is written by Sam Salton, and we are recording the cast album, and it's all about like friendship and exploring, and it's such a fun musical.
That's so cool. And this is all like in quarantine, right?
Yeah, it's all just recording at home, you know, because we're all stuck here.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. When theater fully resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Okay, so I know this might sound crazy, but I haven't seen Beetlejuice yet. I really want to see it. I don't know if it's coming back or not. I'm sure it will be. But we've tried so many times to get the lottery for it, but it's never worked out, and then everything closed up and we just couldn't see it. But it's so good, the music, and I would
it's
love to see it.
It's such a cool show, and the special effects and the projection mapping is incredible.
Yeah.
Is there a performer in theater who has inspired you to sing?
Yes, actually, Sofia Genuza. She was one of the four original Matildas, and when I was younger, I would just sit in my living room and listen with the Matilda cast album just playing on Naughty over and over again, and she sung it. She's always just inspired me to sing, and I've always wanted to be like her. She's just great. And when I moved here from Illinois, I got to meet her a couple times, and she's just such a nice person, and it's just, yeah, really upped my performing, I guess.
That's incredible! And she really is such an amazing singer and performer, and so are you!
Thank you!
Now, is there a part that you would love to play one day?
I have to say Elphaba in Wicked. Wicked is such a good musical, And I just love the character and all the songs so much. I love Wicked.
Yeah, the show is so good. The actors are amazing, and I love the music. Defying Gravity is one of my, like, favorite songs.
Oh, yes. Automatically.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of songs, what song do you like to sing for us today, and why did you select the song?
Well, I am singing My Own Place in the Pantheon from the musical Mythic. It is all about Persephone and her, like, thoughts on how she needs to become more independent and let her goddess out, because she's a goddess, and she's just more strong and becoming more of an independent woman. And it's really important, and it's awesome and very catchy.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Yay!
Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. Many were actually planning on traveling to NYC for summer intensives with Broadway coaches. Of course, those in-person programs had to be canceled because of COVID-19. Today, I'm so excited and thrilled to bring on a group of amazing student performers who are all participants in Broadway Customs Summer Intensive to go
on with the show.
Broadway Custom found a way to help the participants go on with the show while keeping everyone safe, happy, and doing what they love to do, performing. Broadway Custom trains the next generation of stage performers through a customized VIP stage performer insider training program. It was founded by Tony Award-winning producers Sue Gilead and Larry Rogowski of Moulin Rouge, Jagged Little Pill, Company, and many more shows. They were able to transform their program to a virtual platform. I'm so thrilled to work with their incredible students. Here are the incredible Broadway Custom students performing Stars.
Cheap, fake, easy to break. That's how I used to be.
Here, take it. Now I'm awake. I tell you what I see.
Plastic don't shine, glitter don't shine, rhinestones don't shine the way you do.
You are so real, you are so rare. I see you there. I see.
Way, we're all stars.
See, I went low, not high. That was my problem, mine.
Don't be frightened like me. The darker the night, the brighter you'll shine.
Plastic don't shine, glitter don't shine, rhinestones don't shine the way you do.
You are so beautiful. I see stars.
That was wonderful, Broadway Custom. For more information about Broadway Custom, you can go to www.broadwaycustom.com. They have amazing programs for aspiring actors. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, @JoshuaTurchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Jordan Hall, Tyra Sky Odoms, Eve Johnson, and Broadway Custom. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.